Once again, thank you for the invite, for the opportunity with Trevor. Hi, Trevor. You okay? Good, good, good. I used to be the youth and children's pastor here in the church. It was 2011. And so God has moved me on, and I'm doing ministry elsewhere, but I always come back here because these people, I love them and they love me. So welcome this morning. You're welcome. Faith that moves mountains. Faith that moves mountains. Alex, thank you for the songs. But you know what? I was just really touched by that declaration or affirmation that says, "Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior." Faith, sometimes we talk about faith, and when we talk about faith, it's always about the faith of Muslims, the Muslim faith, Hindus, Buddhists, the faith. But faith is a key that God has given unto us, and God has given us the authority through faith. Faith is the key. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith is impossible to please God." And we ask ourselves, but how can we please God? Do we worship? Do we sing? Those are byproducts of expressions of worshiping God by saying thank you. But it's faith that pleases Him. Without faith is impossible to please. And I'm going to share some scriptures for you just to take away, but also share some testimonies of God's faithfulness. How do we increase our faith? And how do we strengthen our faith? Faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So whenever people share testimony, I don't know how you feel, but when somebody shares a testimony, you always get excited, isn't it? There's something in your spirit that just says, come on, let's go again. Let's do it again, because that's what faith is. Testimony means do again. Lord, do it again. And that's how we strengthen our faith. So the faith that moves mountains is what I want to be talking about. Kingdom biblical faith, in Greek, the word is pistis. That basically means to believe. To believe and trust. Faith is not faith unless it's tested. Your faith must be tested. If I say Jesus is able to do what he can do, then I'm going to be tested by what I'm saying. Our convictions, where we trust God for the impossible. I don't know what you're trusting God for, but faith, the words that you speak will create. The words that you speak will create. So faith is also this confident assurance. Faith is this conviction that you know that Jesus is able to do what he said he will do. It's not faith in myself, it's faith in his ability that he can do what he says he can do. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the water. When we are disciples of Jesus, and disciples, when Peter walked on the water, he said, "Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come." And Jesus says, "Come." So Peter walks by faith on the impossible. It's impossible to walk on water, but Peter walks on the water because he wants to be like his rabbi. If Jesus can walk on water and he tell me that I can walk on water, then my faith, I have to activate my faith and say, "Jesus, if you say it, I believe it." Even though it does not make sense. The Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, they said, "The God whom we serve is able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't, we will still not bow down to you." That's faith. That's faith. And I want to encourage us today, this is the type of faith that we need to reignite again. This message, actually, Rudy, he actually inspired me with this message. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know. He said to me the other day when I came the last time, he said, there's so many houses going up now. So many people and families coming in. He mentioned this thing to me. He said, if we don't do what we need to do within the next 10 years, we will be irrelevant. I was like, what? And so faith in God's ability, because God knew that they will be building houses there. Nothing takes God by surprise. He knows, but he has located a church, two churches, but I can speak only for, say, LBC. He has strategically placed you here for these people. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you call me, Lord. Take me deeper. He's like, not only am I walking on the water, but he's like, take me deeper. Take me deeper where my... He's like, it's trusted faith like a child. Where a child believe without any explanation, it's just because my daddy says so, my mommy says so, so I believe it. They will remind you of what you said. So you better watch what you say, when you say. Don't say anything when you're tired, because they will remember that. They'll come back to you and say, didn't you say that you will do this? And my faith will be made strong in the presence of my Savior. So faith is that to be convinced, to trust, and faith releases the power of God. Wherever there's faith, what is faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. In this moment, as I'm speaking, do you have faith now, right now, to believe that God is able to bring his people into his kingdom that he has called? Do we have faith right now? Whatever we need, do we believe that Jesus is able to do so? Oswald Chambers says, faith is deliberate confidence in the character of God, whose ways we may not understand at times. Come on. We don't understand everything God does. It just doesn't make sense sometimes. How do I come to the UK without qualification, so to speak? I just went to high school and that's it. When God said to me, I'm calling you to the nations, I did not know. It didn't make sense. How can you call me to the nations? I don't have this, I don't have this. And sometimes we do say it. God tells us to do something and then we want to tell him what we don't have. He is not interested in what you do not have, because he trusts you that you can do it. But we think, Lord, if I only have this, this, and this, and all my ducks in a row, then you can use me. But he doesn't need that. Because faith requires you to believe even if you don't understand it. I'll read it again. Faith is deliberate confidence in the character of God, whose ways we may not understand at times. And faith must be tested. Your faith must be tested. Another song that Alex played there, it was, we will walk by faith and not by sight. The requirement for disciples, this is what it is. Jesus says, do you want to be my disciple? Yes, then lay your life down, pick up your cross and follow me. Everything that I've done, what you're reading in the Bible, you can do too. You can do greater things than what I did, because you have the Holy Spirit. Dare to believe whatever I've given you, go and do it. So I remember applying for to come to the UK. Because when we say UK in South Africa, the UK is just England. For some strange reason, I don't know. Seriously, it's not Scotland, Wales, or you know, Northern Ireland. This is just England. It's weird. I got a reality check when I came to the UK first in Tonipandi with an England T-shirt. So I didn't know. Listen, I didn't know. I said, "Come on, boys, let's go. Let's play football." The boy just stood there and said, "I don't like you." I said, come on, man, is this the way you treat people? I said, I don't like you. I'm like, what? And then the teacher came and he saw me with the badge. And he says, come over here, Ricardo. Do you know what you're doing? I said, I don't know. He said, this is Wales. And he told me the history of it. But when I came, I didn't know. And God said to me, I'm calling you to the nations. I didn't have a work. I didn't have no qualifications. Jesus comes and he tells me that I'm sending you to the nations to preach my word. So I couldn't understand, just like this man is saying here, faith is deliberate confidence in God's character, whose ways we may not understand. How you call me? I don't have no qualifications. But that's what Moses said as well, right? Excuse, I can't speak. And God says, I'm sending you. And so I said to the Lord, I don't have a work. I don't have money for visas. I don't even have a passport, Lord. And Lord, so therefore, please use my neighbor. Leave me out of this situation. But it was fear that was stopping me from doing this. I remember I plucked the courage up. I said, okay, Lord, because you keep telling me. And wherever you go and preach and people say, oh, young man, I see a word of God over your life that you're going to travel the nations. Oh, my days, not again. Everywhere people kept saying, God is going to use you. Hey, I can't even speak English properly. And then God sends me to New York where people are like, yo, dog, what are you talking? Where you from, dog? I'm like, what? Do they understand what I'm saying? But for some strange reason in the U.S., God gave me an accent that would be international for everybody to understand. If you listen to the accent in Cape Town, it's different from how I'm speaking. Now, in Cape Town, they think I'm posh. Ooh, okay. I live in the valleys. But I don't know how they came up with this. But God has given me an accent for everybody to understand. And that's faith. When we step out in faith, God will do what he will do. It's not our job to understand everything what he's saying, because it doesn't make sense. So I went to the British embassy, came in there, and I see the queen and all these people, the pictures, and I applied. And 5 days after my visa came back, and it was denied. And so I'm saying to the Lord, standing by Table Mountain, I can still see it. I sat in the car and I'm crying. And I'm thinking, like, why are you crying? You don't even believe. Right? So I said, see, Lord, it's because of you. You say stuff and then you don't do it. I applied and they denied me. What kind of God are you? Have you ever talked to the Lord like that? That's me. Listen. In my inner circle, in my inner space, in the secret place, I'm going to tell him straight, you set me up. And I told my family I was going to go to Wales. But now, I'm looking like a fool now. So why don't you come down and you tell them? Because it's not my thing. You said it. And I believe the Lord said that while I'm crying, and the Lord just said to me, what did I tell you? I said, you told me I'm going to go to Wales. He said, what did I tell you? That I'm going to go to us. No, no, no. What did I tell you? He wanted me to speak it and believe what I'm saying. You said I was going to go to Wales. And the Lord said to me, did I tell you that you're going to take yourself to Wales? Or did I tell you that I'm taking you? I said, you said you'll take me. And he said, now wipe your tears and go and apply again. I was thinking, okay, Lord, calm down. I was like, what is this? I applied with the same paperwork, and instead of 3 days, now if they deny you, it takes months. I applied, instead of 5 days, 3 days, my visa came back, and I'm accepted even up till now. And now I became a British citizen. It is this faith where my faith take me deeper, where my faith be made stronger. In the presence of my Savior. The first time I took the flight to America as well, it was no money. The Lord said, tell your mother you're going to America. And I said, here we go again. Why don't you tell her? And you give her visions and you give her dreams, because she keeps talking to me about I need to find a job. And you know that I'm not called for that. And my mom said, I'll put your CV in tomorrow. You need to find a job. And now God says, tell your mother, I'm taking you overseas. I said, no. I didn't have money to go to America. A school teacher that taught me gave me of his own money, paid for a return plane ticket to America. He says, I believe in you, young man. He never gave me any subjects. He says, I believe in you, young man, because God told me. He said God told him that he needs to give that to me. So faith is, sometimes we shouldn't let faith, the faith that moves mountains is the faith to believe in his character and say, Lord, I don't know how all these other things work. So when I first came to the UK, I was like, because I trusted God with no resources. I have more resources now that I can help people in Africa with. But it didn't come with resources because there was no nothing. It's either you believe God for the impossible. If a child is sick, you have to pray for them because doctors, you pay lots of money for doctors. So people would literally bring their kids to your house and says, Pastor Ricardo, come, here's my son. Come, quick. Let Pastor Ricardo pray for you. They just bring the kids. And you need to have faith to believe that God can heal these people. And so because we are the conduit, we are his instruments, people would just bring their kids. And when I went to America, that is where I first saw what it means to have mountain-moving faith, because doubt and unbelief will always get in the way. Doubt and unbelief will always get in the way. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we live by faith and not by sight. 1 Corinthians 13:2 says, if you have faith. Now listen to what Paul is saying. He says, if I have faith, faith that can move mountains, but have no love, I am nothing. So faith and love goes together. Number one is faith and love goes together. When we love God, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And when we love people, it's crazy that how faith just activates. And faith just comes, and God says, because you love people, because you love people who's coming, this 2,500 houses has been, the love of God, which Lisbon Baptist is, I believe, known for, love. When we love them, the faith of God will just activate the power of God. That's how it works. In the Bible, it's just, and you don't need to have big faith. Praise the Lord. You don't need to have a big faith. All you have to have, find a mustard seed. And that's the type of faith God says, like, even if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, tell the mountain to leave. But not Kafili Mountain, leave that mountain, please. We want to walk to Kafili Mountain, you know? But the mountains he's speaking about, the mountains is the problems, the stuff that we struggle with. Anxiety, depression, you know, stuff that trying to slow us down, that's a mountain. You have to tell the mountain, the doubt that I had in Cape Town, the Lord will constantly say to me, what did I tell you? Until, it's almost like you're not lying. So the Lord said to me, tell yourself that you got money. I said, but that's lying. He says, no, in the kingdom of God, the Bible says, let the weak say I am. But that's a lie if you're weak. How can you be strong? That's a lie. But in the kingdom, it's always upside down. It's what you say. Are you saying what God is saying in your situation, or are you saying what the situation is saying? So God said, so everywhere I would go, I was like, I'm a blessed man. I'm highly favored. But I got no money. But I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I don't need a job for God to bless me. When I got made redundant the first time I came here to the UK, twice a week, people would push money through the letterbox, cash. And my wife at the time, this is before I came to LBC, people push money through the door. And that's where I learned how to be a chef in my house, because I couldn't cook when I came to the UK, but now a brother can cook, which is a good thing. God really helps me. And my wife says, Ricardo, keep cooking. And she's sitting. And so, but I remember money through the door. And my wife said, where did you get the money? And I know when people ask you in Cape Town, where did you get the money? You know it's either drug dealing or stealing. So she asked me, where did you get the money? I said, God is providing. God is providing me for me, even if I don't have a job, because he's Jehovah Jireh. He's the God that provides. He's El Shaddai. He's El Elyon. He is more than enough. He doesn't need me, even to the point that he taught me. He says, I went to Cardiff, me and my friend, one time we went to go watch the rugby. And the parking, you know, where you pay didn't work. And so everybody's lining up. And people say, oh, no, love, it's not working, love. I came and said, by faith, I said, in the name of Jesus, man, work. And it just pushed up some tickets. And I said to the people, please come back. I already prayed for it and it's done. Now they were like, that's a bit odd, but it's working. Thanks, love. And off they go. And it is weird. It's by faith. And faith doesn't make sense. And faith, sometimes it's silly. Do you know? But he said to me, and then in Cape Town, when my friend's birthday, and I stayed with him for a year, I met him on the weekend, and I stayed for a day. And then I stayed on, and the Lord said to me, you need to live with this man. He's a firefighter, Brandon, very good friend of mine. He said, the Lord said, stay with him and disciple him. I stayed with him, and it was his birthday, and I remember I didn't have a job. The faith, the faith that moves mountains. So I said to Cindy, Cindy, please take me to the ATM. The Lord said to me, you need to give him a party. Now, naturally, I don't have money. I only have my bank account and a 50 quid in there that just have to stay there. And the Lord said, how much do you want to get from the ATM? And I said the amount. And I literally, when I said to Cindy, come, take me, went to the ATM, put my card in, typed the amount, and I could just hear, I said, that sounds good. The money came, and Cindy stood next to me, and she says, how did you do that? I said, Cindy, I walk by faith and not by sight. Even if it's not in there, God told me. And whatever he says, he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Whatever he says, it is true. When God gives you a vision, it's true. And that's what they even up till today still talk about that. But I want to quickly go. I got a couple of minutes. I want to give you something to take away. In Mark 11, 22, what did Jesus say? Yes, we've got the fig tree and the temple and Jesus overthrowing all these things. But then he comes to the fig tree. If it's not producing, he cursed it. Then he says in Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. Have faith in his character, that he has placed all these people here for a time such as this. Believe that he has placed them there, and we are called to be stewards and managers and people who live. We are the hospitality. We are bringing them into the kingdom. We are ushering them in. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. And that's the character of God. Genesis 1:26 says, let us create man in our own image and let them have dominion. So God is saying, whenever we say, Lord, I pray, Lord, would you do this? And the Lord is like, no, that's not how it works. I have given you dominion to do it. Don't ask me to heal these people. I've given you authority and power to pray for them. I've given you the authority. And I've given you the faith to do so. And so the angels in heaven must be thinking, oh, there they go again. Keep asking God for stuff. They should be doing it. Let them have dominion. God says, you are created in my likeness and in my image. Whatever God did, you can do and me can do. Adam named the animals. That's before sin fell. Sin came into the world. Because sin came, God didn't decide, oh, Adam, nah, the lion will be a lamb now. Whatever Adam said is what God said. He functioned just like God. This is what we need. But then also faith and words. Let's read again. Faith and words are important. Faith and words. And then I'm going to pray for us. Faith and work. Faith and have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, yeah, whatever problem you face, that's a mountain. Well, that is a mountain. Say to it. Speak to that mountain. Speak. And don't speak like, oh, would you move, please? The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take by force. If somebody come into your house, you would say, hey, excuse me, would you like to have a cuppa? I know you're in the wrong place, but the thing is this, could you put down my microwave, please? You will lose your head. And I'm not saying praying, but there needs to be an urgency knowing that you're a disciple of Jesus Christ. And just like somebody comes in your house, it shouldn't be there. That's how we pray. Tell the mountain, go and throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart. So we shouldn't doubt in our heart. If we believe that God says he's going to do something through LBC, there shouldn't be doubt in our hearts. Didn't say in the mind, in your heart. Because the heart is the center. The heart is where the things happen. But believes what they say. So in this chapter, he constantly said, believe and say. You will have everything you say. If you believe, say it. And when you pray, believe that you have received. Can you see how this thing happens? This faith is not easy. Coming to church is easy. But to walk by faith, you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. Take me deeper. Please take me deeper, Lord. And this is what the Lord was saying. But also speaking, it's Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. If it's doubt, then you'll eat fruit of doubt all the time. If you believe that you can't, you're not good enough, then believe me, by Wednesday, you will be not good enough. Whatever you say will manifest. Whatever you say about yourself will manifest. So in school the other day, the kids were like, oh, sometimes I'm rubbish, I'm terrible. I said, I agree with you. You are terrible. Oh, you're rubbish too. I'm offended by what you say, Ricardo. How can you say that? I'm offended. I said, no. You weren't offended by yourself. You say stuff over yourself and that things will happen. I'm just saying what you're saying, but now you're getting mad at me. I'm just saying what you're saying. So I'm trying to help you not to be weird or to be... Third job, you can't, Ricardo. I said, tell yourself you can't. Change your words because death and life is in the power of the tongue and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. The assignment here is, I believe, God is saying, I have set an open door before LBC. I've set an open door before LBC. Most of these people come from different faiths or some people don't even know Jesus. But once they come in contact with you, they're going to experience the love of God. And we pray for Disney Day, because Disney Day will be a blessing. And most of these times, God will bring families because of their children. We need to have faith to believe that if all these kids come just like it was, and God always does greater than the former. Can you guys see what I mean? God says, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. So things should be much better than when I was here. And we had a good time in Lisbon at the time. But there is more, there's better. But what do we say is going to determine our faith. Take us deeper where our faith. Take us deeper, Lord, where we can't even see, but we believe. And I speak over LBC today in Jesus' name. That God, Lord, we thank you so much for your grace, your mercy today. Holy Spirit, lead us, teach us, guide us. Take us deeper. Take us deeper. Lord, I pray, Lord, every problem, I pray anoint people's mouths today. That they will speak to that mountain and tell the mountain to be removed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for your time.